MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Keith McLachlan, Element Investment Managers. Keith, appreciate the early morning time. Centova, a stock that you and I have probably been talking about for, probably more than a decade in various forms. Some results out recently, on the surface modest, but if you drill in, they are growing client growth. They are also coming off a massive base in the previous year. Your take on the numbers that you saw in Centova, because certainly a stock that you hold in portfolios.
Good morning, Simon. And yeah, I think we've been talking about Centova for about a decade. I mean,
yeah,
a quick Google search can probably check that. But at face value, year on year, relatively flat results. But the moment you drill into the detail and you look at H1 versus H2, H2 grew really, really well. H1 was down. H2, comparing against H2 last year was up really, really nicely to recover for a flat year. And that's very important, because don't forget, you don't just switch off a business and switch it on in the next financial year and it's got a different kind of cadence of trade. But H2 is the exit trade and the growth that's going into the current financial year. Mm. But all of that aside, there's the Rand was stronger. And Centova does earn the majority of its revenue and bottom line is in hard currency. Rand was stronger, but it reports in rands as a South African company. So there's that headwind. There's global trade slowing down and worries about tariffs and all sorts of things. And in fact, the argument can be made in the long term that's good for Centova, but we can circle back around to that. The important thing and the fundamental part right in the center of Centova is that they gained 11 to 12% new clients. Now, although transactions through their system as a logistics provider was only up about 1%, mm-hmm. That is clients trading less. That's a cyclical, transactions will be cyclical, but winning new clients and growing at 11%, that's a significant number. And that's winning market share. And as clients trade more and things swing up, that has a huge leveraged effect on the bottom line. At face value, all right results. But in fact, you dig into the detail, really, really spectacular results and setting up for a really, really strong year, because we haven't even touched on the major acquisition.
Well, and let's go to that major acquisition. There certainly is tariffs out there and there's tariff wars, and that's going to create some volatility. That will settle down. I don't know how it will, but at some point it does. They did the Seaborne Group acquisition, what's it, £17 million. Pounds. The Centova does do from time to time little acquisitions that on the surface you think, it's small, but which a couple of years later you realize they were really clever deals. Is this another one of those?
So in my opinion, absolutely. One never knows until couple years have passed, it's bedded down and et cetera, et cetera. And there are some profit warranties here to earn out. But conceptually, what is Seaborne? Seaborne really is UK, European-based logistics. They've got fulfillment centers, particularly and strategically in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. And those fulfillment centers, the best way to explain it is with the growth of e-commerce, two parts of logistics are becoming very important. First one are the ability to handle small packages. And second of all is last mile logistics. And those two things go hand in hand with e-commerce. And this is very, very strong in terms of that with their fulfillment centers that really, really handle that. But all of that aside, and that adds to the capability of Centova. It adds to the critical mass in those regions. All of them are great, but if you have a look at the maths of the acquisition, it's really spectacular. So Centova, besides a little bit of debt they raised, they've been growing their cash pile on their balance sheet for a while. Now, their cash pile is earning next to nothing, and they've dropped it all into this acquisition. And this acquisition, the moment you take low earning cash and you stick it on a 5x multiple, which is roughly what they're paying for this acquisition, there's about a 27, call it 30% uplift to the pro forma profits of the tax. So a significantly accretive acquisition from the bottom line. And that's pro forma. That's looking backwards. That's not looking forwards. And we do expect with the client growth, transaction growth, and with the bedding down of the acquisition, you know, it's synergies is a dirty word, but logically there is some ability to cross-sell, trade, integrate, cut out some costs, et cetera, et cetera. So absolutely hugely accretive looking forward. We should have a really, really spectacular year for Centova coming up.
A quick last question. A lot of folks will say, oh, trade's also around GDP, and that's not unwrong, except there's parts, I mean, you mentioned this is sort of that last mile, this is the online. I mean, it's more than just GDP where they're going to get growth. They're going to get it from just adding clients. They're going to get it from picking up more volume going through their books. There's a lot, you know, in a low GDP environment, they can still do very well.
One of the biggest markets and sectors in the world is global trade. Even if it's in contraction, Centova is an absolute rounding error in terms of it. They can double, triple, quadruple their client bases, not move the needle in global trade, and in fact be a trillion rand company. So, like, I mean, one of the great things to find out these long tail compounding investments is that they're fast growing businesses in large addressable markets. And Centova can outgrow cycles just by gaining market share.
Actually, yeah, when you say that, their total addressable market, which is not a phrase I'm a big fan of, but in this case, their total addressable market is it's trillions of dollars because it's global trade. We leave it there. Keith McLachlan, Element Investment Managers, appreciate the early morning. And that's our poll today, LinkedIn and Twitter. There's this little logistics stock in your portfolio. As Keith said, we've been talking about it for over a decade. It's had a really, really good run. Have your vote, have your say, LinkedIn and Twitter. The show is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.